This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Four Badgers among the 10 finalists for the 2026 Patty Kazmaier Award given to the top player in NCAA Division I women's college hockey. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lacey Eden, Layla Edwards, Kirsten Sims, and WCHA Player of the Year Carolyn Harvey are all up for the award. Top three finalists will be announced next Wednesday. The winner will be unveiled at the Women's Frozen Four on March 21st. The top-ranked Badger women will take on Minnesota State in the WCHA's final face-off in St. Paul this afternoon. Ohio State-Minnesota meet in the other semifinal with the winners to play for the title on Saturday. Final week of the Big Ten men's regular season gets underway tonight in college hockey. The Badgers need one victory in their two-game series with Penn State to lock up home ice for the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Head coach Mike Hastings.
You don't want to go on the road if you don't have to. That's why you play your regular season, to try and play in the playoffs in your own building, sleep in your own bed. So, you know, for us, our group has done a good job on the road up until this time. That does not guarantee that that's going to happen this weekend. You're going to have to go and earn it in a very hostile environment.
Packers have reportedly restructured safety Xavier McKinney's contract as part of their effort to create salary cap room for the start of free agency next week. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported the Packers have created $9 million or more in cap room by turning McKinney's $8.5 million roster bonus and much of his $4.25 million base salary into a signing bonus. McKinney's 2026 cap hit drops from more than $19 million to just under $10 million. The Packers are looking for center help, and it could come in the way of free agent Tyler Biadasz. The former Badger and Amherst, Wisconsin native at age 28 is in the prime of his career. He would solidify the position in Green Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.